At the 2011 Sturgis Motorcycle Rally, we're out at the Chip, the Buffalo Chip Campground, speaking with Mike Reagan, Interstate Batteries. And Mike, you're one of the main sponsors here and also have been doing some of the, like at the Legends Ride, emceeing the press conference and the event before it kicked off. I guess I just kind of, it's nice to meet one of the other sponsors here. What, describe your involvement and, or maybe how the company's got involved. What does it mean to the company to participate in this?
Well, the company, thanks for having me and inviting or interviewing me. It's been great. It's tiring. I'm a little slurry on my words right now because we're out here at the Buffalo Chip and we're helping customers. Our main goal here is to help the Buffalo Chip campers. We found out that there's a group of campers and riders out here that on an emergency will need their battery tested or a battery replaced. And as you well know, to go from the Buffalo Chip all the way down into town and back, that could be 2-3 hours worth of time. So what we've done is we've stocked batteries here that are the most popular type for the campers and their motorcycles. The goal is, as a team here, is to get the motorcycle back up and running and out on their ride as Buffalo Chip campers and guests. That's our first involvement here. Our second involvement, we have been a sponsor out here at the Buffalo Chip for 3 years. We find it necessary to reach out and touch our customers in a way that they like to see our signs, they like to see our involvement because we're involved in NASCAR and motocross through Joe Gibbs, and we also do a lot of individual sponsorships throughout the years with racing. So we found out that the demographics here and what people are doing here is where we want to target the audience, and especially the women. There's a lot of women riders here that identify with our name brand and who we are. So kind of we put everything into a pot and decided to throw up a big tent here at the Buffalo Chip and check people's batteries like we're doing right now over there. We have a partner with UWASA out of Reading, Pennsylvania. They are one of our suppliers to Interstate Batteries. So we partnered with UWASA and the Buffalo Chip to provide that service.
We always kind of like to ask what's new. Is there anything that's kind of like on the new cutting edge product release that would be of interest to this audience?
Yeah, you know, battery technology has been around for about 120 years or so, and actually in mass quantities. Batteries were actually, really, they found the first evidence of batteries back in ancient Egypt. But as it has progressed, it progressed through other means, through railroad. And then when the automobile came around, they didn't have batteries in there because they were using different types of technology for lights. But all of a sudden, here comes the electric starter. Mr. Fisher puts it into a Cadillac, and voila, you need a battery to start it instead of a crank. Battery technology really hasn't changed since that point. You have acid and lead and plates and water all combined to create basically a little chemical reaction in a black plastic box. That is a battery. The base technology hasn't changed. What we're finding out is the technology and the plates themselves, the paste that the battery and the plates, or actually the plates rest in, the technology of the acid and making that more green and more friendly. What we're trying to do is lessen the material, but actually lengthen the life. So that technology is kind of like a thin plate technology that we're using, high tin thin plate technology. We're messing around with some of the additives inside of the battery and the electrolyte and also some of the paste. When you get all that together, what does it really represent? We're still trying to get a lighter piece of equipment, but make it last as long as the old-fashioned, well, my grandfather's battery lasted 10 years. Really didn't. But what we're trying to do is make that technology lighter, but last as long.
Well, you're essentially supplying a form of energy. Just want to get a tie in here with the ethanol folks, who are one of the other sponsors here and our sponsor. So when it comes to going green or being greener, as we now know the definition of this, with what you're describing, mixing some renewable fuel into a vehicle of varying types, that kind of is a good combination, it seems like.
It is. You know, the battery has been probably one of the most recycled products that a car can produce. In fact, today's cars are harder to recycle than, let's say, a 63 Chevy Impala. It had more recyclable parts in it with steel and iron and everything else, that the wiring that makes up a car. Today's cars are a little bit more difficult. However, the battery still stands out as a piece of the car part that can be recycled. In fact, you can, if you could, if there was a way to trace lead back from the time that it was formed out of the dirt and put into a battery, you could actually have some lead that is still encased in some of our today's automobile batteries, which is lead is a part of an automobile battery, that could go stretch back 60, 70 years that has been recycled through. 88% of a battery, when it's pulled out of a car, can be recycled by the electrolyte, which is then turned into laundry detergent. The lead is recycled back into lead plates to use for batteries again. The cases, the polypropylene case, can be recycled and chopped back into usable materials on a polypropylene case. So 88% of a battery can be reused, and that's the technology that will never go away in a battery, is the fact that we can take one and reuse it.
Just look ahead here. What do you think? Plan to be back out again?
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is definitely a good way to start. We're in a location now that is great. I think the first year you throw it away because you kind of figure, well, as people drive by, they're so focused on going to their campsite for the last 20 years, they see a new tent, and they're going to go, oh, okay, well, that's where the battery test is. Well, next year is the challenge because they'll drive in and say, well, maybe I'll wait until I can get a chip special on a battery. You know, so we're gonna try to build on that visual and that customer touch. Are we setting the world on fire with sales right now? No. This is more out here. This is more of an idea for our customers to drive in, say hello to us, tell us what's right, tell us what's wrong. We have customers that come in and say, hey, thanks so much. I have 140-year batteries in my cement trucks or whatever it is. So it's a great way for us to reach out and touch the campers and the guests.
Right, because you've got such a high number of people that attend this event. And with this interaction like we have going on behind us as we do this interview, just good customer relations.
Yeah, it definitely, we look at a customer like what's going on right now. We've tested and replaced a battery. The word of mouth, what he says could go to 20, 30, 40 different people in a club atmosphere, or it could be he could be at his Elks club or at his work. That's so valuable. You can't really measure that. It's just his word of mouth that he was either saved here and can go on his ride and enjoy his vacation and enjoy the experience that he had with our tent. So we're happy, and we're happy to see you guys here too. It's kind of nice to have your company here as well, and everybody else being out here. You know, renewable is the whole key. You know, the renewable is the whole game now. You've got to be lightning quick, and you've got to have renewable sources. And the person that can distribute that renewable sources the quickest and have the best customer base, you win the game. That's
Absolutely.
About it.
Great. Well, thank you very much, Michael, visiting here with Interstate Batteries at the CHIP, as we know it, Sturgis 2011. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.